Peter Cooper thought that the elevator was going to be round when it was invented.
Yes.
Hadn't been invented yet. When it was invented, they were square. And so we wound up with a square-ish elevator inside the circular space, including a circular door, getting in and getting out, running on a track.
Okay, because that I was confirming that because I was when there was the renovation in the early 1970s, I was told that was the first time a cylindrical elevator was actually put into that shaft, and you referred to it as a circular elevator. So I wanted to just make sure it was still the cylindrical shaft, but the elevator inside was square. So I'm trying to picture it.
Basically rectangular.
But it was a rectangular elevator inside of a cylindrical shaft.
Inside of it.
Okay, I'm just making sure because you were there, so you knew.
There was a very small capacity. And
oh, sure, yeah, that's a really small elevator shaft.
Up on the seventh floor.
And that's the only way to get up to that floor.
Well, you didn't want to walk up seven flights of stairs if you could, right? And so there was a long waiting line down on the first floor to get into the elevator early in the morning.
Now, by that time, was it... Did there have to be an attendant still operating it, or was it automatic?
Oh, no. At that time... I don't recall how it worked. There was no attendant. It worked on the opening of the door and the closing of the door. Right? And there were very limited floors that you can stop at. Generally, on I guess it was the first floor or the second floor, we had a lecture hall there.
You had a lecture hall on which floor?
Low down. I'm not sure which floor it was at.
Okay.
And other than the lecture hall, there were very limited classroom space.
Well, the big area with the skylights is way up on the sixth floor, right?
Right. That was the basic element of the art and architecture program.
Right. And then you went up even further up to where the clock tower was, which I guess that's technically the eighth floor.
A seventh floor, which was kind of a piece of the sixth floor.
Yeah. It parts of it, on the one side of the building, it's kind of not there, and you look onto it, and on the other side of the building, there are some rooms there, yes.
That's right. It's facing onto Third Avenue.
Correct. So you spent most of your time then up on the 6th, 7th, and 8th floors, what you're saying?
Yeah.